Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Really, I got to a point where, and I remember the first time I saw Jason Kidd's name pop up was Frank Isola on social media mentioned it, whatever it was, when Tibbs immediately after he got fired. What was it, Tuesday? Last Tuesday?
Oh, God.
Has it been a week?
Sounds about
right. Has it been more
than
2 weeks? Anyway, so whenever that happened, Jason Kidd was the first name. And then there were reasons for why people were saying that. And then the name started to come out a little bit more. And I thought that that was going to be the thing. I felt like the Knicks probably back-channeled their way into conversations with Kidd,
yeah,
gauging the interest, which would make sense. If they didn't do that, then they're even more foolish than we think.
Mm-hmm.
But now the latest report saying that they were denied permission from the Mavs. It doesn't mean, however, that it's over. Who the hell wrote it? Steve Popper, maybe, who covers the Knicks. I saw him do something on social media. Somebody I follow retweeted that,
mm-hmm,
saying that his sources are telling him that doesn't mean it's the end of the road for Jason Kidd with the Knicks. So I still would not definitively say, let me read you the exact thing that Steve Popper, he covers the Knicks for Newsday. He was talking about Mark Stein, who covers the Mavericks, who knows the Mavericks as well as anybody. Popper says, Stein knows the Mavs better than anyone. Interestingly, I've heard, this is Popper, I've heard that despite this roadblock, some in the Knicks organization believe the first no is not the end of the pursuit of Jason Kidd.
Okay, so who's the most powerful, influential NBA reporter of all time? Woj?
Yeah, Woj.
Woj could pop in a Woj bomb right now and say that there's still a chance that Jason Kidd does wind up coaching the Knicks, to your point.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't bother me about the direction of the Knicks. That's not even the point right now.
Right, it wouldn't change.
No, because it just talks to the very disjointed and scattered mess of a plan that they have. And I put quotes around the word plan, because I don't think that they have one. I think it was just a reactive, emotional response to player exit interviews, a disappointing finish when you had home court advantage and were favored to win and go to the finals. And I think ownership, James Dolan took over, and that's his right. It's his team. So I think Leon Rose's fingerprints are not nearly on this as maybe as much as some. Same with World Wide West. I think this is, if not all, mostly Dolan. And I think right now the Knicks are looking around saying, all right, well, listen, I mean, here we are. What's the plan? And there seems to be nine of them.
BT, it's Al on the Fan. Adam is calling from South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's up, guys? I'm much calmer today, much clearer headed in thinking without yelling and screaming. BT, it's kind of funny. You were off the next day after I called and I had a stroke on these airwaves.
Okay.
And I was so upset about what I was hearing about the exit meetings, I even used the Sal crying voice. Yeah,
just don't use the whisper voice with the Knicks.
No. And Sal got mad at me for stealing his material. But yeah, Look, I've been thinking about this hard, right? And I was right when I said that initial day. This was a knee-jerk reaction to exit meetings and everything else and people crying, and they didn't have a plan. And that's obvious now. But I actually think that there is something nobody's talking about that can help solve their PR nightmare. Make no mistake, guys, this is now a PR nightmare as well as a coaching search.
Agreed.
They have to fix, they don't just have to fix getting a coach. They have to fix keeping the fan base from all getting on the Brooklyn Bridge and jumping off.
They don't care about that, though, Adam. Why would they care? The Knicks clearly don't care about PR. I feel like they never have. They don't talk to anybody. Nobody talks. The Garden sells out every night anyway. The Knicks could be bad for 25 years. People going to the building. Yeah, the ticket prices are ridiculous. People still go.
Sal, I agree, but this is different. I think the solution might be under their nose, and it's something nobody's talked about. And he's in the building. He's been on NBA coaching staffs. He was a college head coach. And like Tibbs, he would probably sell his soul to get the opportunity, even if he's the 18th choice. What is wrong with sniffing at Patrick Ewing, who's already in your building?
Oh, God, stop. Oh, come on, Adam. What are we doing? Patrick Ewing was awful at Georgetown as a coach. He was terrible. I know we won the Big East tournament that one year, and I was happy for him, but that wasn't, it's not like they were 30-9, and I mean, they backdoored it. Like, nobody saw them. The Hoyas were terrible under Pat.
I love Patrick Ewing.
Me too.
Come on. Come on now. Get real.
I mean, if we're bringing back ex-Knicks, bring back Mark Jackson, a real coach.
Yeah. Or Jeff Van Gundy. You're talking about just players specifically?
Yeah, I meant players.
Can we just hire the best head coach? Like, Ewing's the best center that the franchise has ever seen. And I still think the best player that I've ever seen with the Knicks. He's not the best head coach. He may want the job. I'm not opposed to, you know, years ago maybe giving him an opportunity.
Now when they were really down.
Yeah, now's not the time to be messing around with this.
I'm with you.
Hey, the Knicks are trying to win a championship for the first time in 50 years. You can't be messing around here. This is not the time to play around with names that we like or nostalgia. Like, you gotta, they have to hire the right head coach, the best head coach, to get them to win the championship. That's the goal here.
Head coach, the big fella, number 33, Patrick Ewing.
Oh, man.
Time out, Patrick.
Come on, man.
I mean, dude. Time out, Patrick.
Time out. Time out, Patrick Ewing. Like, no, you can't do it. Come on. It would be fun, but...
It wouldn't be fun.
Not now.
Yeah, you know why it wouldn't be fun?
Because you're ripping him to shreds.
Exactly. He's not... I just don't think he's ready for this. And same with, like, people say, oh, bring Mattingly, you know, if they ever move on, or even in the pet, bring Donnie back. I don't want to have to criticize Mattingly on that. I would, but I don't want to have to criticize him on that level. There's certain people who are sacred. Pat's one of them.
I'd love to see the Mattingly to the Yankees thing, just for that purpose alone.
No, you don't want to see
that. That'd be busting your child. Hey, BT, how do you use the bullpen there? Donnie, I don't know what he's doing. All right, BT, it's Solid Fade. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT, Sal, how are you guys?
What's happening, buddy?
Oh, man, the fact that we're having conversations with consideration for Patrick Ewing when the Knicks were two games away from going to the NBA Finals is insane. It's insane. I don't understand this whole thing. I mean, every day that passes, the more and more absurd it gets, the more the madness continues, which is why, I mean, one of the last callers just kind of stole my thunder a little bit. In the PR nightmare that has become the Knicks right now, which is they tried to sell us for days that this was a Leon Rose decision, right? Mm-hmm. And that the players weren't behind Thibodeau anymore, right? And there are certain players that didn't want to play for Thibodeau. That's all nonsense. We all know that this was a Dolan decision. Period. Stop.
I don't know. I believe that. I don't know if everybody believes that.
My initial feeling was you don't make a move like that unless the owner got impatient, stepped in, just thought it was time for a change. But it's hard to counter factual reporting. And there were a lot. Now, a part of me thinks, okay, well, some of this is coming from the Garden, clearly, and they're trying their PR spin the way that they do it. But it was a lot of people, and then people that I trust saying the same thing. So I don't know. I'm torn on it. I don't believe that this is a spot where Dolan just went rogue and said, screw what everybody thinks, I'm firing this guy. I think he may have headed the charge, and Leon Rose went along with it, I don't know, reluctantly or not. But I don't think this is the way that it was years ago with, say, Donnie Walsh and Dolan.
Well, but Sal, if Leon Rose... Let's say Leon wasn't strong-armed as much as maybe I think that he was. Think, operative word think, because I don't know. It just reeks of a power move by the owner.
Well, at least pushed him in that direction.
Yeah.
At the very least.
And let's say, like, it wasn't overbearing, but it was strong enough where Leon Rose knew, all right, he's serious about this. Did he at least push back and say, all right, boss, I got you, but we need to devise a plan? Because if it was the way you think it could have gone, I think Leon Rose is too smart not to have a better plan in place. There's still no plan. Right. They're throwing darts.
They're calling three
franchises.
I can't argue that.
Three!
I think the argument for Rose saying that this was a Rose decision would have had to have resulted in either hiring Johnny Bryant basically immediately or not reaching out to endless other coaches, just focusing on the Knicks have requested permission for the Mavericks and Jason Kidd and then landing him.
That's what I'm saying.
So already, matter of fact, I think I said this yesterday. If not, what's today? Wednesday? Maybe on Monday. But my whole thing was, hey, it still could be Leon Rose if it were Jason Kidd. That could then like put the whole piece together. But now, even if it isn't Jason Kidd, it's not, because once the reports start coming out about they reached out to Finch and were denied, to the T-Wolves who talked to Finch and were denied,
And Udoka. The Rockets preemptively shut that down.
Right, which is why I still could let that one go, because it wasn't reported that the Knicks definitively reached out.
That's true.
There was interest, whatever. The Rockets shut that down before the Knicks could officially request permission. But the report last night from Francesa, and then others I think followed suit, was that they requested permission for Chris Finch and were denied. So then it can't be about Jason Kidd.
Bingo.
It can't be about Johnny Bryant.
Bingo.
It's about multiple guys here.
Which is why I think it's about Dolan.
Hard to dispute that at this point. And if that's the case, then we've got
buckle up
a major problem. Greg is calling from Mayapack. What's up, Greg?
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
Okay, Greg, you got it, buddy.
I waited patiently for a week to see what the Knicks were going to do. And I realized that Dolan was piping in circus music during that evaluation music from Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey, because this is ridiculous. He knee-jerk reacted to the meeting with the players and fired the guy without any... He didn't remember one very important fact that went on for years. Nobody worth a damn wants to work for Dolan. Let's be honest about this. Dolan isn't exactly number one on the list of people that who are worth anything want to work for. So now he fires the guy thinking, oh, well, we had a good team here. Let me go get a big-time coach. Ooh. You know when this debacle really, really, really started? The beginning of it was last year that we couldn't keep that team together. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, no, that's not fair, though, Greg. They could not keep Hartenstein.
But guys, me and you talked about this before they fired Tibbs.
Yep.
We talked about it. We said, okay, if you're going to fire him, make sure you got a good plan.
Right.
And what did they do? They fired the guy without any plan whatsoever.
By the way,
how do you?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Respect. You operate like that.
You shouldn't. And thanks for the call, Greg. I could respect if Dolan said, I want a big name, no doubt about it, head coach.
Yeah, me too.
The problem is they're not available. Like, you can't just say, I want, and not have the guy realistically available.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why I think when we say, okay, well, if this is truly Dolan, and I think there are a lot of signs that would lead that way, however it went, whether it was stiff arm, strong arm, flat out just said this has to happen, or just nudged, whatever. If this is Dolan, the reason why it's a big problem is because you know what the next step would be.
Oh, I know.
In the cracking of the foundation.
Leon Rose says, peace out.
Bingo.
I don't need this nonsense.
Bingo.
And World Wide West right behind them.
Bingo.
Yep.
And when that happens,
it's over. Now we're back to being dead. We can't have that happen.
You nailed it. That's exactly right.
That can't happen.
That's why this is the first crack in the foundation. And if it truly is Dolan, you just nailed it. We will know one way or another, whether it's a year, 2 years, whatever, when it comes out of nowhere, and it's like Leon Rose has stepped away from the Knicks. And then when that happens, the party's over.
Buckle up. I'm just going to keep saying that. Buckle
up. I mean,
it gets bumpy with this team.
That's the fear. Alessandro is calling from Sycamore Park. What's up, Alessandro?
Hi, this I have family in town from Italy. I'm the end of the city, but Rafaela and Edda. But I want to talk about the Knicks, and it's a disaster. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Was Tibbs, the late coming of Pat Riley? No, but there's no plan. You know, Jason Kidd, we don't have him. I mean, they don't get Malone. I mean, I don't want a first time head coach. I mean, what are your thoughts on Malone? I haven't heard much about him.
Well, here's what. Yeah, and enjoy the face. Is that family coming in from Italy? Is that what you said?
I think
pick
so,
them
yeah.
up? There you go. Go out and spend a lot of money in the city. Have fun with that. Hopefully they have some money in their pockets. Listen, first-time head coach, it sounds scary, but there are instances where it's worked. I mean, the Celtics won a championship with Masula, and he wasn't thought to be ready because Udoka was whacked in that situation. He stepped in. You know, I mean, when Don Nelson who was trying to run the offense, which I didn't disagree with at the time, actually, because I thought Pat was eroding a bit, but he was forward-thinking, trying to run the offense through Anthony Mason. Pat's like, I'm not having it. He got fired. Van Gundy elevated. We didn't really think Van Gundy was necessarily... I remember looking at him like, this guy's going to be the coach of the Knicks. He was pretty damn good. See, and even Pat Riley, when he took over for Westhead and made it showtime. I mean, going back in the day with the Lakers, and he won a bunch of championships. So I don't put a ceiling on somebody that I haven't seen coach yet. I think that that's unfair. I'm less worried about that and I'm just more, I'm just fixated on the fact that they are spinning their wheels. And I think even more disconcerting is that we don't even know right now, to the point before, if Leon Rose and James Dolan right now are operating in sync. We don't even know if we're, like, Dolan may have flexed and Leon eventually acquiesces and they get on the same page, or Dolan flexed and Rose is like, this is nonsense, and there, who knows what's going on behind the scenes.
Or it really could have been just Leon Rose making
that's a possibility. I leave that open. Yeah, I'm trying to be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel that way, but I'll be fair.
Hey, well, by the way, you bring up Mazzulla. Why don't the Knicks just reach out to the Celtics and see if he's available? Why not ask permission to talk to Mazzulla? Or Kenny Atkinson, go to Cleveland, who had a great year.
That's the guy who should have the job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's stopping him? You want everybody else who's employed. Hey, wait till Carlisle and the Pacers hopefully lose in the finals. You could ask Carlisle, ask for Mazzulla. I mean, that's what the Knicks want, right? They want to swing big. Ask for Spoelstra. You mentioned him. You know, that was another idea,
too. I said that months ago, Spoelstra,
well,
yeah.
Well, maybe there was some thought that, you know, now, how realistic was it? Who knows? But at least it would be like, hey, things are going sideways there in Miami.
He got divorced. Yeah, maybe he's looking to leave. I don't know. I mean, maybe you never know. Yeah. I'd still make the call. Him, I would make the call for.
Oh, I mean, they're calling everybody else. Why not? Aaron is calling from Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, BK and Sal. Thanks for having me on.
What's up, Aaron?
You got it, buddy.
I'm in no way defending the Knicks right now. Mm-hmm. I'm a tip supporter, so I'm with Sal on that. But I'm a little bit surprised at you, BT, only because you have been down. I'm not going to say you have been hating on Tibbs, but you have been down on him for a long time.
Yes.
And the Knicks have been, I believe, and I think there was a report, by the way, about if they wouldn't have gotten out of the Detroit series quick, yep, he would have been fired or something like that.
Well, I think Ian Begley had that, like, mm-hmm, not that he would have been fired, but that just win the series to make sure you're back. But keep going. Yeah, that was out there a little bit.
No, but I think the Knicks have been down on Tibbs for a very long time.
I agree.
And they were not going to have him this year. Okay. And I don't think they, I'm not saying it's a good plan,
yep,
to fire Tibbs and have no backup, but they believe that Tibbs was not the guy.
I agree, but Aaron, hold on. You said that you were down on me a little bit. I don't understand the disconnect.
I'm just saying because the Knicks sort of on your page. They have been down. Now, I'm not saying you would have fired Tibbs.
No, I would have. I said that. I would have. No, but here, Aaron, here's the difference, and it's a distinct difference. And thanks for the call, buddy. Fair question. You can have two very separate thoughts. Tom Thibodeau reached his apex. I would have moved on. I believe the Knicks did the right thing. I support them. And now I get to, okay, what's next? And nobody knows what the hell is next, which is why you're getting the reaction that you're getting from me today.
Right. Which makes you think that they didn't know why they fired Tibbs in the first place. It could, if you're speculating about Dolan, just, you know, maybe
emotional, impulsive, being player reactions, exit interviews. Yeah. I also think that they were down on the, and not just because of the Pacers series, like the usage of younger players. I think there's a lot of things.
There are basketball reasons you can bring
grumpy
up. Now, and I could still say, well, that's great, but who's better than he is? Like, every coach has some. You're going to be able to pick apart. I don't care if it's a manager, football coach, basketball coach. We could always nitpick and say, this guy should have done that better. This guy could do this better. There's always going to be that. To me, the problem was I know what Tibbs did because of his proven track record, not just here, but even if you just focus on here, he did something that how many guys before him were unable to do for a variety of reasons?
Quick guess, 7 or 8 at least, right?
He built the foundation, and this is before Brunson. Tom Thibodeau is not a product of the superstar player.
Mm-hmm.
He made Julius Randle into a star player. He made Jalen Brunson into a star player. He took the Knicks, who were expected to win, 17, 15, whatever, 20 games that first year, to the 4 seed and the postseason by building a foundation, playing hard defense, playing tough, with no talent on that roster. Go look at that roster. Reggie Bullock was their second best player. Reggie Bullock. And then from there, they grew. Then from there, they brought in more talent and grew. So you could say, okay, well, now that he took him to as far as he could take him, which has been your argument. You just don't believe he's a championship head coach. He didn't have a great series against Indiana. Even I would admit he did not have a great series against Indiana. Not game one to me, more game two, keeping Cat on the bench. So, and then using his bench a little bit more where he didn't use it before. Whatever, we can nitpick that. But who's better? And I didn't have the answer. You didn't have an answer necessarily.
I just said Malone or try to trade for Spoelstra. Okay. That's what I was saying months ago.
And even worse, they don't have
the answer. Well, that's all that matters. They don't have the answer. You know, I've thought about this too, and I've gone back and forth. I'm like, right now, is this a tough job or is this an easy job? And I battle myself because the tough work is over. Building an infrastructure of culture and accountability. That's what Tom Thibodeau did for whomever takes over this job. Like, seeds planted, winning ways, different culture, accountability. That's good. So that part makes it an easy job. What makes it a tough job is that if you don't get to the NBA Finals, you failed.
Yeah.
So is it more easy or a tough job?
Yeah, I would think more difficult because it's very, very hard, even for a good head coach with a good roster and a good team, to win a championship. It's been even harder for the Knicks than most. I mean, you're talking about 50 years here. BT, and Tibbs was six wins from that. Two games from getting the NBA Finals, six wins from winning an NBA title. And you want to go from where he got them to winning it all. That's just a six-game disparity. Hard to do that with somebody that's going to come in here, and especially when you talk about a first-time head coach.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.